I say all. So here we go. News and Station ID. Thank you for listening. Good day, everyone.
Hi, this is Brendan Monk. You're currently listening to WGXC Acro, 90.7 FM, coming to you from Hudson, New York.
The Spanish production duo LCC explored an arc of sonic tension between mining machinery and the wilderness for their De-Evolution album, and we'll hear a gem on the next Deep Threes. Plus music from Estefest, the Checco Fornarelli Trio, and Corey Wallace. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries, for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa. Former Vice President Joe Biden skipped his third major California Democratic Party event this weekend. His absence gave another chance for frontrunners to emerge. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was well-received by the state party's liberal base, according to the Associated Press. But former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, not so much. He criticized some of the more popular Democratic candidates the day he announced he's running.
I think that if you want solutions that last, they can't be solutions that feel to the voting public as if they are just Democratic solutions.
Former President Barack Obama joined the primary conversation, advising Democratic hopefuls about healthcare and immigration specifically that most Americans don't want to, quote, tear down the system. Some contenders pushed back. Sanders said he's fighting for justice, not tearing down the system. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker cautioned, quote, whoever is the nominee, we have one shot to make Donald Trump a one-term president, unquote. And he wants people to, quote, stop drawing artificial lines. Patrick agrees with most other candidates that politics has to change, but he's running because, he says, some plans are too bold.
Misses the moment because, you know, the one truth, in my opinion, that candidate Trump spoke in 2016 was when he said that conventional or establishment politics isn't working well enough for most people.
Entrepreneur Andrew Yang, once thought of as a long-shot candidate, is now consistently among the top six in national polling, though he's still close to 20 points behind the frontrunners.
I am the candidate that's best positioned to beat Donald Trump in the general election. The voters here in New Hampshire are realizing that. That's one reason my poll numbers are rising. And Democrats in Iowa and around the country are realizing it as well.
In Iowa, though, South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg soared ahead of the pack for the first time last week, polling at 22 and 25% in the most recent surveys. In Saturday's Des Moines Register CNN Seltzer poll, Elizabeth Warren was at 16% and Biden and Sanders tied at 15. Polls turned out to be accurate in the Louisiana governor's race this weekend, where incumbent Democrat John Bel Edwards won with a narrow lead, despite President Trump campaigning for Edwards' opponent, Republican Eddie Rasponi, with inflammatory rhetoric that did not achieve his goal.
Your vote on Saturday is your chance to show the radical left Washington Democrats that Louisiana rejects their extremism.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar referenced the recent Kentucky governor's race as well, where a Trump-backed incumbent Republican lost to a Democratic challenger, tweeting, quote, second governor's race in 2 weeks in red state where Trump campaigned, and a Dem won. Where else can we send him? From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke, and Chris Anderson worked on this episode. Thanks to Kevin Bowe for Deval Patrick's New Hampshire interview, and thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Rodney Shop in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Hey there, you turned into the Morning Sampler Show, and I'm your host, Brendan Donegan. We've got 14 great songs by artists who usually appear on commercial radio as classic rock. We're going to play some unexpected tunes by them. It's all on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, New York, listener-supported radio for open ears. Let's get started with Steely Dan.
The man gave me the news. He said, "You must be joking, son. Where did you get those shoes? Where did you get those shoes?"
Well, I've seen them on the TV, the movie show. They say the times are changing, but I just don't know. These things are gone.
Oh yeah.
Katie tried. I was halfway crucified. I was on the other side of no tomorrow. You walked in and my life began again. Just when I'd spent the last piaster I could borrow. All night long, we would sing that stupid song. And every word we sang I knew was true. Are you with me, Dr. Wu? Are you really just a shadow?
I don't want
From the bottom of the set, we heard Don't Take Me Alive, preceded by Dr. Wu, and Pretzel Logic at the top. They're all by Steely Dan, and that's a band that, in my experience, people either hate or love. They had two or three songs that you'll hear on classic rock radio, but they'll never make it to classic rock divinity because of the increasingly hard-to-classify nature of their music. It was just got really unusual. Obscure lyrics, disturbing lyrics, and music that just did not fit the mold, thank God. Here's Led Zeppelin, of course.
Yeah. Confounded bridge.
Ah, Led Zeppelin. Also kind of an odd band for the classic rock designation. Their music is a lot more diverse than Top 40 radio would have you believe. We heard the funky and the folksy Zeppelin, Trampled Underfoot, Black Mountainside, and the Crunge. Next up, we'll hear some songs by the Rolling Stones that you would not hear on classic rock stations. Here we go.
Get ready.
That was the Stones doing Dead Flowers, and at the top, the old spiritual, You Gotta Move. Here's the Allman Brothers.
We'll be right back. This is an old true story. This is called I Must Have Did Somebody Wrong. I wonder who. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
The Allman Brothers Band, back in the days when they were really known as the Allman Brothers Blues Band. Their instrumentals are too sophisticated for top 40 rock stations, and their blues versions are too intense. But you can hear them here on WGXC 90.7 FM. Now we come to Fleetwood Mac, a band that is as old as the Rolling Stones, but has had more lives than a cat. Bye.
Yes, the same kind of story seems to come down from long ago. Two friends having coffee together when something flies by their window. It might be out on that lawn, which is wide, at least half of a playing field. Because there's no explaining what your imagination can make you see and feel. Your body wants nothing. Now it's not a meaningless question to ask if they've been and gone. I remember a talk about North Carolina in a strange, strange poem. You see, the sides were like glass in the thick of a forest without a road. And if any man's hand ever made that land, then I think it would have showed. And that's why it seems like they got me hypnotized. That's right. Where a man can fly over mountains and hills. And he don't need an airplane or some kind of engine, and he never will. Now you know it's a meaningless question to ask, cause those stories are right. Cause what matters most is the feeling you get. Hypnotized. When it seems like a dream, they got you hypnotized. Your body means nothing. When it seems like a dream, they got you hypnotized. Yeah, that's when they got you hypnotized. It seems like a dream.
We heard two by Fleetwood Mac, one called Drifting, that's at top. That was Peter Green on the Volcanic guitar. And then we heard a later incarnation of Fleetwood Mac. The song was called Hypnotized, and it's from their early California period before they struck it big with Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. One thing you could say about all these bands, I have to say it before I go, is that they're almost all influenced by jazz or blues, which is an African-American gift to the world. You know, they're not really indigenous. They are foreign bands mostly who are into African-American music. That's about all the time we have today. Let's go out with a little taste of Pink Floyd back in 1971. This has been the Morning Sampler Show with Brendan Donegan. Thanks for listening and have a great week. I'll see you back here next Monday at 11 a.m. on 90.7 FM and online at wgxc.org/listen, the only local station where you can hear alternative classic rock. Listener-supported radio for open ears, WGXC 90.7, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, New York.